What's up, golfers? It's Mac here from On the Screws Podcast, and this was one of the coolest episodes that we have recorded. It's episode like number 182 or something wild, so thank you for sticking with us every Friday. This was with Sean from Dex the Divots. If you guys aren't aware of the Dex the Divots platform, Sean pretty much just makes some of the coolest items in the golf space. They're all made out of skate decks, which is really, really cool. It was such an organic and like just a really cool throwback chat. We talked about Tony Hawk Pro Skater. Sean has made like divot tools, ball markers, ball holders, and even like a couple of putters, which is wild. So really great chat with Dex the Divots. Kind of blended in that streetwear, skatewear kind of vibe for us, which is, you know, like we like to be a part of. And it's a great opportunity to introduce our friends who sponsored the episode at fullwedgegolf.com. Golf has never looked so good. You can go over to fullwedgegolf.com. They dropped the Toronto collection, which you know is super cool, last week. And just as this episode drops today, if you're listening to it on Friday, they just dropped the new collab yesterday as well. So go check that out. You can use the promo code OTS at the shopping cart and get yourself 20% off. They honestly have the most premium gear in the whole golf space. Fullwedgegolf.com. Using the promo code OTS, you'll get 20% off. Enjoy the episode. This was one of our favorite ones. Let us know what you think about it too. Thank you.
It's okay. We'll put a disclaimer on the front of this one because we had a full like software.
A full 45-minute podcast.
Recorded. We might have had like an hour and a half. I have no idea. It was like
so. I have no clue.
When we first started talking to Sean, it was like so. Bryce is like this age. Mac is this age. Sean is this age, and it was like we're all buddies that like had so much in common, man. It was like the most, organic pod we've probably ever had. And something happened, and the video was just gone. Something popped up. We're like talking. And, like I noticed this like thing popped up and went beam, and it was gone.
Here, I got it next. We'll say Max sent it over to me, and I was going to try my first time editing it, and I screwed it up. I'll take the blame.
No, man, it's never happened before, and it was like gone forever. So I will put that out there that, We're kind of redoing this one. So if we get just randomly talking about something we talked about last time or something, just play along. Just pretend like you're here with us. So, yeah. Oh, but yeah. John, can you give us an intro, any of the listeners, to who you are?
Yeah. My name is John Gillespie. I'm 50. I started woodworking about 3 years ago. I do landscaping. I've been doing that since I got out of the military back in 97. Moved up from DC to Philadelphia in 2007. That's when I met my wife. So I've been outside the Philadelphia, 45 minutes outside of the Philadelphia area for what going on 16 years, something like that. So yeah, that's just me. Two daughters. Oh, shout out to Maddie and Caitlin, because I got yelled at last time by not saying it. So,
well, and nobody even needed wife. To know. You could have just blamed it all on me and said, I did say it. I did say it.
Well,
we lost the audio. So, yeah.
Well, we already did say it. It was there. So,
yeah. Yeah. So it's here now. I've checked everything. I think we're good to go. I don't want to jinx anything. I'm like nervous now that we're going to lose it again. But, Sean, we got connected though. It was after I posted the Lowy pod. Well, we had talked before that, but it was like we got kind of reconnecting after the Lowy pod and said we got to get on and have a chat. And, we just happen to have like a ton in common, man. Like, you know, last time we got into the world. So this is Sean from Dex the Divots. You didn't say what that.
I started Dex the Divots 2 years ago on a whim. I made my Floyd boys who I golf with. It's a men's league. And I made them divot tools as just a thank you for inviting me to play with them. And then I added recycled skateboards, and then I showed it to one of my buddies, Tex James down in Maryland. And he was like, dude, that's like the most unique thing divot tool I've ever seen. You can sell those. So I started the Dex the Divots page on Instagram, and I think I've gone through 200 boards, 300 boards in that time, just making divot tools. And then it went into displays, ball markers, putters,
trophies.
Oh yeah, huge trophies. Actually, I'm going to be making a trophy to send up to Minnesota, up for the Odin tournament, that one day tournament up there.
ODIN, couple more trophies. Like the golf ball company?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The other, like Derek and Dominic.
Yeah. Yeah. Podcast, the Safe Farm guys. Safe. Yeah. We know them. Yeah.
I, not to disrespect you guys, but they want me on in April.
Nice.
So I'll be on there too. So
yeah,
cool. I feel like things are looking up a little bit more.
Fuck but those guys. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry. Sorry, my friend. No. We've actually we did a pod together. Were you on that one, Bricer?
No, I missed that one.
So it was like, I think it was
that might have been before I was even.
No. That was not that long ago. It was like a year ago.
I think it was just
Dom and I. Yeah. I think it was just Dom and I. We were just shooting the shit. We were talking about like food on the golf course and stuff like that, man. Just kind of like how the podcast world works and golf pod and stuff like that. So yeah, they're cool, man. Like they're cool. I talked to them every once in a while. Dom and Derek.
Yeah.
And it was Dom's the one with long hair.
I think so.
I'm almost positive. Yeah. So Dom was the one I was talking to.
We also had the Odin guys on too.
Yeah. And we had them on too. So it was all like kind of coming together when we were talking about they like use their golf balls and stuff like that. So yeah, that's cool. That'd be really cool. But what you're doing like an actual trophy for the event?
Yeah. Yeah. They want me to do a trophy and then they want me to do the winners of that tournament, they want a ball marker and a divot tool. So I'm going to make that.
Cool.
I haven't figured out what I'm going to actually do with it. See if I can get a couple Odin balls and cut the ball in half and maybe insert that into a divot tool. I think that would look pretty cool.
Bryce, let's go win that tournament.
All right.
Let's do it. Love that, man. Bryce and I, like, we're convinced we're the ultimate scramble team. Like the ultimate two-man scramble. Like there's going to be better two-man scrambles out there. But like, as far as like two podcasts,
you just need somebody to drive it to the fairway
and
someone to putt it.
Well, that's, you just pretty much name both our games.
Yeah.
But we just each have one of them.
Yeah. So Bryce has got 300 and out and then I'll take 100 and in. And I think we'll be okay. Like, we'll play pretty good. I think it would be a good piece for us. So, yeah, we're going to come win that tournament. We'll come get that trophy. Best podcast there is, man. It's undisputable at that point. Indisputable. Undisputable.
And then you'll be the number one podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. So, hey, they're not number one, man.
Well, I know, but.
But it's out for debate. So, like, we'll prove it. We'll come there and we'll prove it. Maybe. I don't know. Sorry, Dom. I would like just.
Well, that means I'm going to actually have to show up. I think it's July 24th or something like that.
I actually have something that week. There's a PGA Tour. There's actually a PGA Tour Canada event or PGA Tour Americas event that week. I'm sure. I think it's not here. It's in Ottawa, I think, that week. Anyway.
That's not too far.
I'm not playing in the event, but we'll get there. We'll get there. So when we got talking, I got off the rails there. So when we got talking, it was after I did the Lowy one. So do you have one of those? Do you have a Lowy?
Yeah, the worst part is I forgot to bring it in. That's in my golf bag in the car.
That's all right.
If you give me if you look at my back wall, I'll go run and get it real quick. It takes me 2 seconds.
Love it. Bryce and I will fill the airtime here.
Yeah,
we're good at that.
I'll be back.
So we will explain. So we were doing this one before and we got like deep into, hopefully we get back into like the whole BMX world. And like I was into the BMX world. Sean was in the skate world. You did a little skating too, you said, I think,
right? Yeah, back in the day. I mean, just like out on the driveway and stuff, like grade 7, 8, kind of got. I mean, I feel like everyone has their skater moment. I feel like everyone dips into it a little. So
I think so. Like, I was in, like, yeah, when I was younger, like Lupe Fiasco and stuff like that were like really big. And it was, but I was into like riding BMX and stuff, man. So I was talking to, I think Sean knows what I was talking about. We know Cousin Clubs the other day, right? So something popped up and I was telling him how I was at this place called like the Flying Squirrel. If anybody's like from the GTA, it's like for the little kid, like trampoline park. Mm-hmm. Sean, we're talking about like riding BMX. So the last time I was in one of these things, I did a backflip on a BMX bike into this would be 20 years ago. So I did
a foam pit.
And the other day I jumped into a foam pit to get my 2-year-old out. And that shit is like quicksand, man. I could not get out.
It's like full circle.
Oh man. I could not get out. But so we get up there and it's like a balance beam and it's like to do like the jousting or whatever on. And he's like, the joust is like three times the size of him. So he's just in hysterics and he just kind of falls over. And I was like, oh, like, that's funny. I like looked down and he's just like stuck. And I'm like, oh shit, I got to get in now. I got to get in and get him. So I got trapped in there. So we were just talking about how like we went through like that whole skater phase and stuff like that. And I was telling cousin clubs that I like was absolutely trapped in a quicksand pit of a foam pit, man.
It's no joke in a foam pit.
Yeah, it's like, not easy. You, not easy getting
out of there. Especially if you weigh over 200 pounds, yeah. 250.
That's
Yeah. Same here. There ain't no way getting out.
Because when you like start to climb out, you like move your foot and it goes deeper. It's it's like if you just fall in on your back and cover the surface, you'll stay there. But as soon as you try to put like, as soon as you try to put a limb somewhere to like, it'll just go deeper and deeper and deeper. And I'm laughing, lifting out a 2-year-old. Oh man, it's such a funny event, but a lot different than I remember when I was, 20 years ago. But all right, so let's see the lowy. I've showed mine off, but I'm going to show. Okay. Yeah. Ooh, look at that.
That's the skater inlay. Touch. I made that design, and that's the one I wanted him to insert in it.
Yeah. So when I was down there,
I love this thing.
Yeah. When I was down there, before I connected the dots that it was your putter that he was talking about, he was like, yeah, I once did like a wooden skate deck inlay in a putter. Cause I was asking about different ones. And like, we're talking about debatably like one of the best putter builders on the planet. Like
legitimately. Hands down, like, Tyler.
Yeah. He's actually like his work is exceptional. If you've watched the pod, like if you haven't, go back and check it out. But, yeah. And I remember him like saying how he was like nervous. He wanted to like make sure it was like perfect and stuff like that. And
this took like, over a year.
Yeah.
Like when I first got in touch with him, I think it was in like March of last year. And then, or no, before that. And then we talked about it probably for months.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, well, since this is going to be handmade, I got to make sure I get the milling right in the center. I was like, you let me know. And I showed him my old ping putter that I wanted it off of. And then I think it was like, I think I got this, in June or July or August when I got this one in. By June, I sent him the skate deck of the pattern. And he was like, yep, I'll have this to you. And then all of a sudden I get a picture like 3 weeks later of it, the inlay in it, and it hadn't been shafted yet. And I was like, dude, we got to make more of these. People will just, it's just something unique.
For sure.
I mean, what he makes is every single putter. And you have what, two of them or one?
I have one in my possession and one on the way. So not on the way yet, but I'm trying to grab it right here. So this one
you have seven.
I have this one. So 0052 and I have 007. Yeah, man. The M007. Yeah. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I was there, he just started talking about the mallets. So the story of kind of how he got going with it, I posted like a really cool reel over on our Instagram. So this is a good time to go check it out. But he kind of explained that he made one, brought into the shop where he was playing, and he was like, asked the pro, like, what he thinks about it. He's a buddy of his, and he like dropped a ball, hit a ball, and he kind of like had that moment where he looked up and he was like, holy, like, this is good. Like, who made this? And that's kind of like the birth of, I think we called it the birth of the lowy putters, but it's something where like when I went down there, it was just such a unique experience, man. And,
Well, the Pine Barrens is
it's
totally different down there.
Yeah.
It's so laid back.
It was cool. It was like, I'd been talking to him for like a year. He'd been on the pod before. Like just an easygoing guy. Like I remember like Bryce and I, when we wrapped up that conversation, we were like, man, what a good guy. Like what a nice guy. But I went down there, man, stayed with him and his family. Like we had breakfast together. It was awesome. It was a great experience. And he was kind of telling me about the mallets, and I've always rolled them out. But like, so he, when I got 0052, like it was we had like an hour and something conversation about getting all the swing weight right and everything, like, so it's not just making a beautiful putter. Like, it's beautiful, but it's going to be one that's made for you. Plus it's hand milled. So like there's only, he only knew of, I think, one other person who's hand milling putters. So
yeah, everybody really cool makes thing. Them on their CNC machine and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the guys make them, they look awesome, but I've never tried any others. So,
well, they're going to be great. What, they're going to be,
is this what yours is going to look like, Matt? Similar?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. So that'll be the, you know, if you're watching us over on Instagram by or over on YouTube by chance, that'll be it. Like the 007, he's got a few out in existence right now. So, yeah, I'm sure we're going to start working on that probably in the next little while. So I inadvertently like entered a draw the other day and sent him like half of the payment at one time by accident, cause I have no idea what I'm doing on PayPal. So it's nice to kind of get a good jump on that. So
yeah, you're in it to win it now.
Yeah. I'm like deep. Yeah. I'm in it now. So I remember like I was telling you, I think I was at Bet Rivers, the Bet Rivers casino in Philly. And then I met up with him and his wife, Emily, for dinner. And then I went back there the next day or whatever it was. But I remember like I did all right. Like I was at the casino and I was just like, I'm going to give you a deposit right now. Like, can I get a mallet? And he said it was like, he said the number and I was like, I'll take 007. Like let one or two go first. And then I was just like, I want 007. I feel like that'd be kind of cool. The numbers are cool. The numbers are definitely cool.
I told him I would have waited for 069.
Well, that's when I was there. Yeah. When I was there, we were talking about like 069 because I'm 0052 or number 52 and 69 was coming up. And then I think it got nabbed while I was there or like right in around that time that we were releasing the pod. Cause I was saying like, you might have an opportunity to get number 69 if you want, if that means anything to you, but I'm sure he's like into the 80s now. The list is growing. He's phenomenal builder. Sorry to take away from Dex the Divots here, but I know he's just one of the creators that we're proud to be friends with. So it's always nice to kind of talk about Tyler like that. So go buy a Lowy.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll meet him this summer. Cause he still hasn't put his stamp on this one.
So there's a rumor you have the only unstamped Lowy.
Yep. I have the only unstamped one. So I think we're going to meet up with Richard, who is the groundskeeper, Schilling, over at Jeffersonville near us. And then I think one of my boy, Mikey, Doc, is going to meet us there too. And then we're just going to play around and then I'll get this stamped and probably say, hey, I'll take another one.
Yeah. Is that for the wife? Is that like Doc in the tree or something by chance?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause I see his stuff all the time on Instagram, man. It's always kind of cool. You get chatting. Like I was talking with Early Birdie Customs, you know, you probably know him by chance.
Like, I literally just got off. Me and him talk almost every single day.
Yeah.
Well, we used to until his kid, other son came in, but yeah, I talked to Doc like all week long.
Yeah.
We'll text and I'll go, hey, how's everything doing? But no, and then Van with,
Where is it?
It's like a little small community, and all get along.
This is Vans. This little green one right here. This dark green one in the back. I don't know. I got another one of Vans back there too somewhere. Oh, they're both Vans.
He does cool.
I have his BB&F green one. Actually, I'm getting ready to send him an old BB&F towel and a Eagles jersey. Nice. so he can make my wife an Eagles head cover.
That's cool. Does she know it's coming?
So, no, but now she will.
Yeah, I'll just drop like some stuff.
It's okay.
Yeah, it'll be a nice surprise when it gets there, because one thing you can't do is anticipate the quality of Van's work. It's like,
oh, and it'll take wild, 6 to 8 weeks, and I'll be happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I feel like all of us makers, we all try our best to, you know, make it clean, presentable, because that's who we are.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, I could easily take a board, slap it together, glue it up, but still I have to take the grip tape off. I have to sand both the front and the bottom. I have to measure the cuts, glue it up, then come back like the next day, unglue it. And like, if I'm doing like a pattern like this, that's like four glue ups just to get the triangles and the diamonds and the, it's nuts.
Yeah. So, Sean, what was the first piece you ever built?
First piece.
And why? Like why? Like what got you thinking about it? Like, I know you kind of mentioned like you had made some like pieces for some of your buddies in the league, but like, what was the first one that you made?
The first one I ever made was this one. It had no inlay. It was an old skateboard that was around the house.
Yeah.
And I grew up skateboarding back in Virginia and played golf. We had our closest golf course was like, I don't know, half a mile. That's where we played high school. So I used to skateboard before I could drive to the skate or to the golf course. And I used to take my skateboard onto the golf course and just take it down the
car pass.
And just guys were like looking at me going, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm playing fast. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're walking. I'm skating. And yeah. I'm getting there faster than you.
I don't hit fairways anyway, so it's gonna be closer for me to just take the cart path, right? So it's like, no, man, what got you into skating?
I played hockey, and then a bunch of the kids that I grew up with back in Fairfax, we all played hockey. We all did our biking, but all of us skated.
Right.
And we built like this half pipe in the woods, which we probably shouldn't have done because it caught on fire and burned because somebody was dumb.
Sure, parents love that. But I'm sure they love the half pipe, and then setting it on fire is another level of
It was kind of funny because where the half pipe was in the woods, a year later that got turned into a road to a hospital. So
that makes a lot kind of sense.
We kind of helped them out.
Yeah.
Did a little land clearing before they
did a whole bunch of land clearing.
There you go.
Well, there's probably a lot of injuries on that thing, so they were like, we might as well build a road to a hospital right here. Like, makes sense.
Yeah, that hospital got used a lot during our skating days. But yeah, it was, we all skated. We all, it was like our little clique. And we went and saw Tony Hawk's, Cab, Mike McGill. They all came to like the local mall back in like 85 86, and then we were like let's just keep going.
Like, these guys are so cool. Like, I remember Steve Caballero, man, like, he's so cool. Like, there are so many like cool skaters back in the day, and like, I got into like BMX, and I was just like, I skated a bit. Like, I did skate. Like, one of my buddies was so good, and I tried. Like, I just, like, I get around and stuff like that. I do a couple tricks and stuff, like, but I wasn't good. And I got like into BMX, and like right away I just picked it up. Like, I was into like flatland, and then I was into like dirt. I never did like racing, but I was into like dirt jumping and stuff like that. Same type of thing. Like, in the woods, there was like a path that we would take, and there was this like bunch of dirt jumps and stuff. And I'm just like ripping backflips like 10 kilometers from home. Like, I remember so many times I'm like walking home, I'm like, I've eaten the handlebars, I'm just like, it's like taking me 2 hours to get home, even as like a 12-15 year old, whatever it is, man. But like, those are the days. And I do remember riding my bike to the golf course. There's this like, Bryce, you know Pebblestone out in like,
no,
like little like 9-hole track, like out in like Curtis, like Oshawa Curtis border, and I'd like ride my bike there, same type of thing. Have the clubs on the back and just kind of like ride to the course.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I mean, that's my new sticker. There's a guy holding a golf bag while doing a trick on a skateboard.
Yeah.
I actually have to send a whole bunch of them off. So yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. Nice. Man.
That's awesome.
So he's doing a kickflip with a skateboard.
I love that. That's such clubs a cool on. Sticker.
Ryan, Golf Scout, he's the one who designed that one for me.
That's cool, man. Shout out to Ryan. I don't think I've seen his stuff. Is he like a graphic designer?
No, he does that on the side, but he's the owner of Wildwood Golf Courses out in Oregon.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, check that out.
Right on. He He follows the pod here. I just followed him back. I missed it. But man, his stuff is so cool.
Yeah. Him and I can't remember the other guy's name. Because as soon as I got those stickers, he was like, oh, I helped Ryan with that. And I'm like,
look at this. Yeah. Can I get a zoom in here on this? It's Abe Simpson on the couch. And it's got a couple golf balls on the a couple cans there on the ground. That's so good. This is a little bit blurry, but that's cool, man. He's got some cool stuff. He's got some really cool stuff. That's nice, man. I love just the makers and the creators in the space. Like, we're so lucky to kind of like, I don't know. There's just so many, man. We get to have conversations with them all the time. It's so interesting. And like the idea of like how you get into like skating and then now you've brought that into golf. It's like, you know, is there anybody doing it, Sean? Like, you know, is there anybody doing it?
There is probably a good like 90 to 100 people that recycle skateboards, make it into everything.
Yeah.
No one is doing golf.
I've never heard of that. Like, I'm obviously the only one.
And I talked to a bunch of them and they're like, no, that's you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't want to go that small. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
I got my own little area. I'm going to stay in it. And I mean, I do make a couple things for clients. Like I made a couple trays, the golf or the cigar ashtrays, made a couple of them. Now I'm making like 3 to 4 tier ball marker displays. Cool. Even the single that you could probably put like 20 to 30 ball markers on it for people that like to keep them on their desk.
How many boards would that take to glue that up?
So I incorporate either hickory or walnut. Like,
oh, okay.
Like here's a
three
tier one.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That I'm going to send through it's actually going to be 4 tier when I'm done. I'm going to send that through the drum sander, glue it all up, and then I'll cut the notches out. And then I think I already have that one sold. No. But on like that, it's like half of a board because I'm using the same color.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of the bigger displays I've made, it's probably been almost a board if I took all the pieces, but that's 3 different boards that I've cut up into strips. And if you lined them all up, it actually would be one board.
That puts it into perspective too, because I know earlier you said you've probably made enough stuff to be 200 to 300 boards. And if you're using one board for like a big display, I mean, it really, really shows how much product you have out there, which is great.
Oh, the putting cups, that's like how I break down the board. I go from tail to tail and then I cut it off right before the truck holes.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a flattened piece and then I take the tails and I'll clean them all up. They're up on a thing right now, but I keep the bend. So if people actually want the bend in it, I can glue those up. Mm-hmm. What I plan on trying to do is my buddy does welding and it's going to make me a welding area where I can put 3 or 4 pump jacks and I can literally glue like 8 or 9 boards together. So I have, you have all the width and the angles of the skateboard. So that'll be another project for this summer.
Cool.
Pretty sure I can probably get some cool half moon shapes out of some divot tools.
Yeah.
So
anything, Sean, that you've thought of that you haven't been able to create yet that's still kind of in the works that you don't mind sharing with us, if there is anything?
I want to actually... So I have Joe Legend from Legend Golf Company. He's making me these inlay ball markers out of stainless steel.
Okay.
And then I take a piece of board art, and that's the back of a Santa Cruz board that is, it's got like your slot machines. It's got the bars, the cherries, the lemons, the seven. Oh, I showed the sevens off earlier this week or this weekend. I literally want to take one of those inlays, but make it a perfect circle with a bunch of colors. So I haven't gotten the right enough angles to actually make the lines, make circles that I can inlay. I can do everything else. I just haven't figured that mathematical equation out yet.
Well, it's hard too, right? Because like, it's a straight line. To make a straight line into a circle is not easy.
Yeah.
No, and it takes it's like 5 degrees, like, and then I have to make 1,000 cuts.
Yeah, at 5 degrees.
Just to get it to where it actually kind of. I mean, I made one. I think it was like 8 cuts. Huh. Guess I don't have it. But yeah, I made one with 8 cuts and it came out okay. Just not, it didn't, I don't know, just didn't feel right. So that's one of them. And then I want to make some more putter displays.
Yeah, it's like, it is like one of those things too, though, man. It's all trial and error, right? And like, the good thing is there's, well, unless you're working with like, a sentimental piece, like a sentimental board or something like that. Like there's enough broken boards out there and stuff like that, that you can,
I have quite a few of them hanging on the wall.
Yeah. That you can kind of find and experiment with. And then, yeah. Cause I feel like the sky's kind of the limit, right? There's so many different things that people have done or that you might like as a maker think about doing, but then like you have a whole twist that it's like a skate deck that you're kind of incorporating with, right? Which is kind of cool. Like, so,
this is going to be part of a trophy.
Yeah. Can you hold that back a little bit closer to you so we can see it? That's so cool, man.
Yeah, if you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple something, go check it out on YouTube. I mean, he's showing some pretty cool stuff here.
Like it's an actual, okay, so it's a putter with like, it's, you got a few decks kind of built in together in there. That's got to be like.
This is, I want to say 14 decks. But I'm using pieces of the deck.
Yeah, that's yeah. So it's the
same deck, but 14 different pieces, correct?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That are all glued together, and then I cut it out with my bandsaw, and then shape it with a jigsaw. And
it's kind of like the world of like Damascus almost, but like in a wooden putter. Like that's wild, man.
That's what I want to get this summer is get some Damascus because at some point I want to actually make a putter that is, you know, usable other than, you know, this one that's full of lead.
Yeah.
But I want to put like on the front of this, I want to put like a piece of inlay of Damascus.
Yeah.
So you're actually not hearing you. Like if you ever hit a golf ball with wood, it sounds dead. It's but weird. With metal, it just sounds right. So.
Yeah, so when we were talking with Bradley Converse from Bradley Putter, so that's his space, right? Like Bradley is like, have you ever seen the Bradley Putter? So like,
oh yeah,
like we've had this conversation with like him and Lowy, like hands on, like those are like putter builders. Like it's hard to like
everything compare is the handmade. Level
of skill between those two guys, right? Like it's just like they're elite putter builders. It's like truly impressive to even have conversations with them. But like, man. Like he was talking about all like the hardening and stuff that goes into it to make the putter sound like and feel like a steel putter and have no difference. So there's so many different layers that goes into it. And like, obviously there's machines. And so he drops it in with like a chemical.
Yeah. Of some it's kind. Called cactus. Yeah. Cactus juice. He puts it in a pressure pot. It takes all the air out of the wood and it hardens it. And then the juices actually fill up those little voids in wood. And then, yeah, then he takes it out and pours epoxy, and then that's got to sit in a vacuum chamber to suck all that bubbles out of the epoxy. Oh, yeah, so that guy is—it's
wild. Yeah, that's wild. His putter
is a lot.
Yeah,
a lot of work for one putter.
Yeah, but they are it's such a beautiful piece though. Like it's like it's one of those.
They're all one offs. They're made for that certain client.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
His artwork's like getting insane too. Like every putter he posts.
His artwork's just gotten better over the last year.
Yeah. It's just so detailed. Like he was showing us them like with like feathers on birds, man. You can see the feathers when like this is on somebody's putter. Like it's wild. They're like ripples and like you know, white caps and water and stuff like that. So it was really kind of cool to check out that. But that's a whole other world, though. Like, he's building those, like, for, like, he's doing those for a living, right? So to be able to, like,
yeah, no,
I don't know, this maybe reach out to him, see if he can throw one in the pressure pot for you one day. See if
this, this is my side hustle that I do at night when I get off work.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean, though. Like, maybe, I don't know, reach out to him, put some pressure on him, see if he'll throw a, no pun intended, put in the pressure pot for you. But I think, you know, I think, like, too, though, if you're kind of getting, like, one of yours, like, it'd be great to just, like, you know, you're taking the kids mini putting or something like that. Like, it's just a nice one to, like, bring out and, like, have an experience with it, you know?
I made, I think it was the second putter I ever tried to do, hand-carved with the Dremel and all that. And a guy made it.
Yeah.
I put a regular shaft in it, and he built it for his son to practice putting inside the house.
Love that. That's so cool.
And I'm like, that is just perfect.
Yeah, that's cool.
I built one recently.
Is this it?
Yeah. It's not quite the same, but here we go. We got like a 20-something inch
putter,
probably. The grip's as long as the shaft, man. He's rolled my old gamer when I was a kid. Sorry for the Velcro there, but the old number nine, man. I love this thing. So this is the drywall denter now. That's what this thing is. Yeah. So that's pretty much it. This is it. Yeah.
If you can get your kids into it, do it.
He loves it, man. He's got his own, like, little plastic set and stuff there, but I got, like, one of those perfect practice mats or whatever, and he just he just rips this thing off the wall sometimes. Sometimes he'll hit a ball with it. We'll see.
There's a company that makes golf bags. I can't remember what the name of it is.
Yeah, is it Charlie? Charlie's?
Yeah, Charlie's. Yeah.
They're so cool, man.
Go and get one of those and then take him out on the course when he gets older.
I'm going to look them up right now just to make sure.
Yeah, I'm doing it too. I've never seen them.
Yeah. And every time he does a drop, they just sold out 300 bags a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's wild, man. A buddy of mine got two of them,
and now they're trying to do, like, kid sets to go with the golf bags. So it's like, yeah, if my kids were that small, I'd be getting them.
Yeah, I might have to I might need to get them one, because it's so cool. Like, and I don't know. They seem like a pretty cool company too. And, like, I heard the quality is, like, very, very good. Very good.
Oh, so I have a couple clients that ordered it for their, I think, a BMX guy, Aaron Ross. I made him and his daughter ball markers, and I sent them off to him. And then the next thing I know, he's like, "Dude, do you know this thing, Charlie?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "I just ordered a bag for my daughter." I'm like, there you go. She's got a bag, ball marker, divot tool. Now she needs the clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to try and get him on the pod. I might try and send him a message right now. Because they're cool. Even, like, I would love to, like, know that story of, like
how they got into that.
Yeah, how you got into it. Like, kind of sourcing out, like, toddler golf bags. And, like, obviously the story would be pretty cool.
I think they make them all handmade there.
That's so cool.
In the garage. Like,
yeah.
That's sweet.
So cool. That's so cool.
I get my new baby.
That's how we all start.
Yeah.
We all start in our garage.
Yeah.
It's kind of how it works, right? And it's kind of cool to, that's what I was saying. It's, like, so fascinating to have all these, like, conversations with, like, makers and stuff. We just started a podcast. It's easy. We just click on a mic and talk to people and learn the story. But the true talent's on the other side of the microphone, usually the other side of the camera for us. So, Sean, like, what do you got coming up? Like, what kind of stuff are you working on right now?
So, Masters is coming up.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
So I have these ball markers that I'm going to inlay green and yellow.
Love that. That's so cool.
But on the back, shout out to Buckeye Bag Tags, Jim, he is engraving on the back of these my original Amen with a flag on the back of it.
Cool.
And that'll be coming out. I think I should probably have them back this week.
How many are you doing?
I'm doing a drop of 10.
Nice.
So I did 10 2 years ago. I missed it last year because I was taking care of the wife and her broken ankle. And I didn't have time last year. I was way too busy. But yeah, we'll do a drop of 10, all numbered out of 10. And then after that, some more, I think I'm going to talk to Joe about making some brass and copper for inlays. I'm going to test some burning out. Cause I made a blue one. Like you can see this one's torched.
Yeah. Yeah.
I took a little torch to it and got a nice blue design on it. And then we'll do some more of those. I do have some single prongs, like I did with the epoxy, the broken boards with the epoxy in it. This one's a carbon fiber one. I'm going to get some stainless steel, ones going, but no, I got trophies. I have, especially Odin's, he's got 80 people coming to that. So I have to get 80 different things plus trophy and then the winners. And then my golf season starts in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So my Saturday mornings till about 10:30, I'll be at the golf course.
Nice. So, you play other than in that league? You get out a lot too, or is it
kind of get whenever the wife, like the wife wanted to play on Sunday, because it was nice. I'm trying to get her into it. She's all about it. She's like, it's like me and her time. We just go out, we play 9 or 18, and she just enjoys it. And I enjoy it because the fact that she's out there doing something I love. So we just sit back, we hit some golf balls, drink some beers, and just have fun.
Yeah. That's what it's all about, man.
Man, that's what golf's all about. That's it. Like, that's it right there.
I mean, we have 5 more years until the youngest goes off to college, and then.
And game on every day.
Oh, every day. As long as my body takes it after all this landscaping.
Sean, do you know of any like pro skaters or any like skateboarders in the world that are like into golf? Like, so I was watching I listen to and like check out the Par 3 podcast with like Stephen Malbin, and they had a skateboarder on there the other day. He was a younger guy. I'm not sure his name, but like, it just seems like it's becoming more and more like common, right? Like there's like this street culture for like with like the influence of like street culture and like golf, and like there's a lot of like connection there. Like, do you know of any? I feel like
I don't know any pro skaters. I know some of my local.
Yeah. I know this one guy. Like, I've heard of this one guy, Matt Miller. You know that guy? You know that name? Yeah. 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 I don't know where he's a club pro.
Nomads.
Now. Yeah.
The skate company up the street from me. I've met quite a few skaters there that actually play golf on when their bodies aren't broken and they're not, and it's
no kidding.
I'm dead serious. There's a couple, and then I sold a couple of ball markers to some of the skaters. And they're like, yeah, let's go golfing whenever you can. So nice. There's so many. I mean, heck, I think my proudest memory out of all this was I made Jason Kelsey and Travis Kelsey ball markers.
Did you?
Really?
Yeah. They, I had Travis with the orange and red with his number 87 on it. And then Jason, I made him a Eagles one, and it was green with a little tint of white because the boards aren't really white, with his number on it. And my buddy Adam, who works for the Boys and Girls Club, he ended up delivering to them. And I missed out because that was the day of the autism thing in Jersey that the Kelseys do. And Travis had just left to go play in that match with,
against, with Mahomes and
with Mahomes, Steph Curry and,
Clay.
Yeah. So he didn't get the ball marker right then. Cause I would have loved to seen that on the,
that would have been awesome.
That'd be so cool, man.
Like, yes.
We've talked to a couple of people and like somebody was in Roy's pocket and has been in Roy's pocket a little bit. Like, that'd be such a cool experience though, man.
Just golf medals.
Yeah. Golf medals. That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it still pops up cause he's got the poppy one. Right. So it's,
He's not, I think he made him like 4 of them.
Yeah, and like he still got a video, like he still uses that Poppy one pretty regularly, right? And like Royce kind of talked about how he's not too particular about which one he uses. It's just whatever he grabs on the first day, he keeps all week. Like
first day, he uses it for the whole thing.
Yeah.
I made, I don't know if you could see it, really good. It's number four.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So it's got the metal back. This one's for Jake Elliott, the place kicker for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
So, and then my wife was like, because she's a huge Eagles fan and I'm a Cowboys fan. She asked me, she goes, you got to make some for
how does Saquon your home Barkley. Work? How does that work at home, man? How does
me and my dad didn't get along back when I was young. So I had an aunt who lived in San Antonio.
Yeah.
So she sent me a Roger Staubach jersey when I turned 8.
Damn, man. Like, so, I feel like living in Philly, being a Dallas fan with your wife being a, oh boy, that's gotta be tough.
Yeah, it's, well, growing up in DC, being a Cowboys fan around all the Commanders / Redskin fans.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, Daryl Green used to be on my next door neighbor.
Really?
And he was,
yeah.
And he was like the number one cornerback in the league for the Redskins growing up.
That's so. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I was just thinking, like, Sundays must be, they must be, you know, some tense days in the Dexter Divitt's household. If
especially when the Cowboys win games when the ref will calls against the Lions. Sorry.
As long as they're not playing against each other,
yeah,
we're good.
Okay, all right, that's all right.
Because I'll cheer for the Eagles, whatever. I know I'm going to get slack for it, but happy wife, happy life.
So how do you, so we talked about the, you know, the recent one that you've done, the one for the Kelce's, like, how do you know if they get there? Like, do you have a connect? Can you share? Like, do you have a connect?
Yeah.
Okay.
So my guy, Adam Stouse works for, does marketing for the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
And he knows a lot of people, right, especially in Philadelphia. And then he has connections with some of the radio, WIP, which is a sports radio in Philadelphia.
Okay.
So he has a lot of connections with them. And I think back in the day, he used to play golf with them too. So he's like, yeah, I have these ball markers. Can I get them delivered? And he knows most of the staff. So he's like, yeah, we'll get into them.
Yeah, because that's always a thing. Like, I remember recently talking with a guest and he just wasn't sure if the work he had done kind of got there. There's no confirmation, right? So like, that's why I was thinking, like, I feel like you'd be glued if it just got to him, you'd be glued to the TV to see if it was like popped down in the match, because Kelce's got game too, man. Like, Travis Kelce's got a nice move, like he's got it, like he's not bad. So but I'd be stuck on the TV, man, just looking at it to see if it's there. Like, you know,
I'm just hoping since Jason retired, he'll golf more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe someday, I mean, it won't be on TV. Maybe it'll be on his Instagram or somebody will take a shot of it while he puts it down. That would be, you know, perfect.
Is he a Philly native? Does he live in Philly?
Yeah, he lives in Chester, I think, probably about 30 minutes away.
Yeah, like me, you never know, man, too. Like, you never know if there's like a world where, you know, he's out there golfing. Maybe you can like meet up or something one day. You just never know. It's like the golf community is like so cool, and like, Jason, like, he seems like he's actually like a really cool dude too. Like,
if I met Jason before my wife did, I'd probably get killed because that's my wife's literally number one player ever for the Eagles.
But the thing is though, if you bring her, you're never gonna get he's just like, she's gonna go crazy. You're never gonna get that invite back, man. It's gonna be like, it's just, I don't know. Or you might, man, you might, like, you never know that experience, right? It's like, it's like a cool, it's just kind of cool to hear like those stories of when you can like humanize these
athletes,
mega stars, like these stars, man, like these mega stars. And like the fact that like what you're doing and like what you're so passionate about. And like you said, like your wife's like an absolute like super fan, and like, you're making something to send to them, right? And like, there's a good chance it's going to be in his hand one day and he puts it down behind a ball. That's so cool, man. Like, that's such a cool experience. Like, I love it.
I just try to make some cool shit. And if it makes it to people's hands, like, especially, you know, I think I have something going out to California to a couple guys I'm not saying their names yet.
Yeah.
Until I know it's there. But yeah, I think I have to have them done this week. They'll get shipped out with my buddy Adam, who's going out to California in 2 weeks. He's got some things to do out there, and hopefully with a skateboard company.
That's cool.
We can work some.
You can tell us, Sean. You can tell us. Cover my mic does absolutely nothing. All I can hear in the distance is me still talking. But
Santa Cruz.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think I have an idea of where we're headed, but that's cool, man. And even just the idea, like I was saying, of like the passion of like building something like that to like, I don't know, it'd be so much fun, man. It's just like, we do the same thing. We just like talk to people like yourself and Tyler and like Early Birdie Customs and stuff like that. His stuff's cool. We got to get him on too. So it's all these different makers too. It's just like, it doesn't get old, man. It's so cool to just kind of learn the story, right? Like learn the story.
Did you guys have Sean make you guys some ball markers?
From Early Birdie Customs?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I already know about it. The rose.
I was literally just talking to him like 10 minutes ago about a message. I just saw it pop up. So we're working on something. We're working on something. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got something coming your way too. So I'm not going to reveal what it is, but you both are getting something.
Love that, sweet. Man. Love that. So, it's, The collection is like,
it's girl. Mine's getting pretty.
It's beautiful, big. Man. Like it's okay, beautiful. Okay,
so here's my philosophy. If the collection keeps growing, you guys got to contact me. I'll make you guys a display.
That's a good idea, man. My buddy Kirk, he's probably listening to this pod. He would love that. He's not a skater, but he collects ball markers.
You don't have to be a skater.
Like, no, No. It's not. It's not just, like that. It's just he collects ball markers. So that might be. Actually, he made me something pretty cool. Maybe I'm going to forget to edit this. So maybe he doesn't listen to this minute. Maybe I got to get something for him.
I mean, that's full. So
we got to get you a Pioneer bag or something on that.
Yeah, I got, it's excessive what I got in here.
I probably got, I don't, it's hard though, man. Cause I got a few that I like really like. Like we got one from, from Nebula, like yeah, Brandon Marino. So like it's like everybody knows Brandon Marino by now. His stuff's like insane. And
got some clubs.
Got some divots from good old clubs. Man. And then
a whole bunch of them.
When I picked up the putter too, Lowy made me one when I was down there. Just randomly, we were just like shooting the shit in the shop. And he was just like making this, like he was doing something. And he was like, you want me to drop it in the, like you want me to heat it up? And I was like, oh, we're like making a marker and he's like stamping it and stuff like that. And it's so cool, man. It's so cool to have. So I got a one of one from him, which is cool. So yeah, it's
was it the dice?
It's like that pattern. And then it said handmade in the Pine Barrens around the outside of it. And then it says 0052. So, it was the first in existence. And I know he was thinking about right away. So I'm like, how do we do this? on another level, and then like you gotta like make one of these to go with a head cover to give people an option. You charge them in like $150 and like that's a kit.
Oh,
and he's like the most modest human being on the planet, man. He's like, yeah, I know, like and stuff. I'm like,
did you get a head cover?
I have one. It's not here yet because I'm just waiting for the other putter to come, so he'll just kind of ship it all at one time, so I don't have that. But we had Tyler made those Tyler golf bags on a little while ago. Really cool stuff.
Yeah, too. I love the simplicity of the putter cover.
Yeah.
I
mean, the one that I've got on it right now is from AJ at Pioneer Golf up here in Canada, but up here in like Western Canada. His stuff's so good, man. And it's just his logo is a barn. I have a sticker on it on the other side of the wall. Just saw it
right here.
Yeah, I have a sticker on it, like up here. You guys won't be able to see it, but it's so cool. Actually, I have the barn here. I remember I have this here. So this is like the logo he's got.
Sweet.
So it's like an old barn, which is sweet.
Yeah.
And so he's got pretty much just like the outline of it. Just like if you were to frame the barn without like the wooden panel, something like that, drop that as an embroidery of like just the framing. And that's what's on the head cover. So it's like black on black. It's so clean. So much my style. And the way Tyler put together the putter, like I just let him have his kind of creative mind work. And it was like black grip, black stability shaft, black head. Awesome, man. Like, just kind of right in my alley.
I'm having, so my wife's cousin does embroidery and does screen printing. He lives down in Virginia. He's going to be making me some shirts. And yeah, I'm going to have that skater guy on the back with just the D to D in the front.
Love that. Put me down for one.
Just throwing it out there. That's coming up this summer. I think some golf towels too.
Nice.
Do you have
not the big ones. Small ones that you can, like, the, I think the brass ones that you could just click onto your bag.
I like
the big ones, but they're too heavy.
I got a question for you guys, but a bit of a hot take here. So I keep this stays in my bag the whole time. All my ball markers, everything. You guys keep yours in your bag, or do you keep it in your house?
I go through all mine because they were on the wall on a display, but then I ended up selling display. So now they're in my drawer.
Mm-hmm.
I literally will go in, grab one, whichever one comes out, that goes in the bag for the day. When I get home, it's usually in my pocket. It goes back in. Next Saturday, I'll pick a different one.
Yeah. So I'm the same way, but I do it on the first tee. I'll open this bag, I'll dump them all out, and I'll just pick a ball marker and a divot tool, and I'll use it.
I don't know. But now I'm terrified.
Buddy was like, what if you lose your golf bag? And I was like, well, I'm starting over.
Yeah, what if you lose that whole thing?
Starting over.
Yeah, you go on the boys trip. Like, I could never send my golf bag on a plane, like, with my putter. Like, I'd be, like, putting the putter in my pant leg or something like that. Like, I just, I don't know. I don't think I could risk that getting damaged or losing, like, my giant sack of ball markers, man. Like, I got another one from AJ at Pioneer. Like, that's where I have my case from. It's probably a little bit bigger than yours, Bryce. And it just, like, is stuffed, like, absolutely stuffed with ones. Like, I even have some from when I was, like, 12 years old.
Yeah, well, I collect one from every course I play. Yeah. So.
I do that also, like,
so all those in the bag, they're like getting chipped, you know.
Oh yeah, but I'm like the biggest, I don't know, I'm the biggest supporter of, like, if you buy something, use it. Don't buy something to just sit on a shelf. So, like, I don't know. I think, like, when they're chipped and worn, it's kind of like it adds that little bit of, like, coolness to them that they've been used. They're not just decoration kind of thing. So that's kind of why there's a couple that have been chipped and paint's chipped off or whatever, but I don't know. I feel it kind of adds to it. So
I still couldn't, I don't know, I couldn't leave the house with the bag and get in a car accident, and then they all got burn.
I've had people tell me I'm nuts, but I don't know. I keep it in the bag.
I don't know. I feel nuts too. It's always been in my bag too, and I feel nuts too, but yeah, I don't know. Now I'm nervous, but
I just take one and
I got to get in a better habit. That's probably a better habit, Sean. That's probably not a bad idea.
Because I've lost, I think probably going on like maybe 10 that I've lost, because after the round, I'll either stop at a store or we'll have a couple beers and I'll show it off to guys and then I'll completely forget about it that I didn't get it back. But
the worst thing for me is sometimes when you're sitting in the cart and if you're wearing like that material of pants, it'll kind of slide out sometimes.
So I had that happen with I think it was my first clubs tool, and I found it. I drove back and I found it beside one of the greens. It had like slipped out of my pocket onto the cart, and luckily I noticed I doubt I hit the next green, but maybe it was just like it happened to be that. But I remember
you're probably fixing someone else's ball mark. You know,
I remember driving back and it was near the seventh green, and like there's probably no chance I hit the eighth green. So it's probably not until the ninth, that short par four. So So it wasn't that far away. And then I went back and actually found it, man. I remember being like so, like relieved. Just so worried about it. Yeah, like relieved. And now like I had another one with a wooden handle made, and then I had another one with the like micarta or whatever made. And I had a few of them, and like I had my one buddy Kirk over, the same guy I was talking about. He's such a sweetheart, and I gave him one. And I regret that, man. I regret it, Kirk. I will forever want that. Nah, it's just like I love sharing them and stuff like that. But then I had another pinner, like the one that you have, Bryce. And I gave that to my buddy Stefan too. So there's a, I'm just spreading the love out there, man.
I don't know how many fall markers I've given out. It's like, even like the kids, like if they're behind me and the wife and they want to go through, I'm like, here, here's a ball marker. And they're like, wait, you make these? I was like, yeah. And then like 5 minutes later, I'm like on the green. My phone goes off. Oh yeah. They followed me on Instagram.
Yeah, that's so, that's so cool, man. Like that's, like that's got to be such a cool feeling. Like if you can just like pass them out here and there, and then, you know, you get
to, I used to, when I used to play by myself first thing in the morning with one of my buddies.
Yeah.
I used to take business cards and take a divot tool, put the divot tool with the business card on the green.
That's a great
idea. And then on the back, I say, take it. Just send me pictures of you using it.
Yeah, that's a good video.
That's a really
I've done that. I don't know. It's like the old two prong ones.
Yeah.
Like I probably got close to like 40, 50.
That's so clients. Sweet, man.
They're like, wait, you make these? Like, yeah. So that's,
I think too, it's just, don't mind. It's just,
I don't
like
mind passing them out.
You're easy to like talk to, Sean. It's just like naturally too, man. So when people like come over and check it out and they kind of like see your work, it's just like, I don't know. It's easy to kind of, it's easy to root for you, man. Like your stuff's so good. And it's just like, yeah.
I just try to have fun.
Yeah. Well, it shows too, man. It shows too. Cause like nobody else is building, like nobody else is building golf tools out of skate decks, man.
It's like the correlation between skating and golf isn't like hand in hand, you know, like it's not the most common thing to go side by side. So I think it's cool bringing new things to the sport of golf. I mean, like it's really endless what people can do, but it's like if people want to do it or not, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's like everybody can do something with metal for golf. Yeah, you have your persimmons. People can do it like Bradley does with some exotic woods, making putters. But to actually have something that was ridden, trashed, and then you have to strip it all back down and start all over again, and it's got some beautiful colors in it, then you bring it back to life.
Yeah, man.
That's right.
So we've been into it over an hour here. I just noticed.
Oh,
you,
Jesus.
You could have told us we were talking for like 15 minutes, man. I have no idea. So again, like we're at this point where hopefully you're still with us. Go down in the show notes below the Instagram handles there. Website, Sean?
No, I closed it. I'm actually going to start a Shopify or an Etsy in the next 2 weeks.
Okay. They're like an absolute beast. So when he does, go check them out because those things are hard. I don't know exactly when we're going to drop this, but go over, check out the Instagram
page. There will be a link in my Instagram.
Yeah.
When I do it.
And it's just like, it's a rabbit hole, and give yourself a few minutes. It's going to be a fun time, and you're going to kind of remember either skating in the past, doing whatever it was, or however you associate that. Cause we have all, like 100% of us have played Tony Hawk Pro Skater at some point or another.
Oh,
so
yes.
So no, we can all relate to this a little bit. Yeah.
We talked about that for what, half an hour.
Like last time we get so deep into Tony Hawk Pro Skater, man. And it was just like all the different songs and like Gorilla Radio. And then like the playlist is on and I'm listening to it after, and we're kind of going through it, and YouTube won't let us play
they have
some
a
of those
playlist on
Spotify.
I would love to put that. What was the one song we talked about this last time too? And then we had to look it up, but like, I would love to put one of those as like the intro song, but YouTube will not allow that. But
honestly, I think I was a little young for Pro Skater. I think my first Tony Hawk game was Tony Hawk Underground. But the sound you'd get when you would combo tricks in the air, I could just listen to that on repeat, I think.
That was like the perfect beat, too.
I saw.
I'm just grabbing it right now. I'm just kind of going through it right now. I can't even, like, I can't play it, though. That's the problem. So they won't let us play it.
So what do you guys have going on since we talked about me?
What we got going on right now is so when we get this one out, it might be time to talk about a new company that we're starting to work with and stuff. So I don't know. By the time we put this one out, we might put this out Friday. I don't really know exactly yet. So, we got some work going on with the new company up here, which is pretty exciting. Something really exciting for us. We're starting to do a lot more live stuff now. So, we're going to start that world tour pretty soon of the On the Screws podcast. Yeah.
I'm telling you, you guys need to come, if you both come back down to Philly.
Yeah.
I'll get Tyler and a couple of the guys.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. I got a baby on the way due in August, so it might be a little rough for me to start.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Bryce is like 2 months from going into semi-retirement for a bit, and then he'll be back one day though. It all looks better one day, but there'll be a period of time where I might be having to do live pods. So I might be on my own. I might be a lone wolf for a bit.
Did you find out what you're having?
No, we're going to wait till it's born.
Love that. That's okay. So cool.
Yeah, I don't want to, but that's what my wife wanted. So she's the one carrying the baby. So I said, I'll respect your wishes.
Yeah. Oh, dude, women rule this world. So
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's an exciting time, man. It's a really exciting time.
Yeah, we just had our anatomy scan today. So everything looked good. So it's exciting.
Well, I wish you guys the best. And because Sean just had his second son. And yeah, me and my wife are like, yep, oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I realized too for like a little while, I don't know if you guys heard, but I had this dull like sound. That's my baby.
Oh, the baby
sitting right in front of me too, right? So it's like,
I can't hear it.
So. It's like that world. I had it like in front of me and then I was like, oh, I think like there's less noise coming through my like vents or something. I was like, oh, I can hear the monitor for sure. But yeah, it's a special time, man, special time. And Bryce started playing golf when he was pretty young, so the newest little man will get out there for sure, man. Just a family of absolute athletes, these guys. So
it'll be an excuse for me to we're trying to get her into it. Last summer she went out a couple times, and then this summer was going to be bigger, and then obviously now that she's pregnant, it's a little tougher. But we got her a full set, and she's into all the clothing. She's got all her skirts and her shoes, and so we're gonna get into it, so it'll be good.
You got next year.
Yeah, but I can use the baby as an excuse to get on the course now. So I can say, hey, I'm teaching the kid how to play golf. So.
Exactly. Exactly, man. You got to take that pat leave like me, and that's how you'll make your next hole in one, man. It's just a glorious moment. Wouldn't that be wild? Wouldn't that be something? But we're working on pretty much live stuff. So if you're listening to us at this point and you're wanting to be a guest or you're a past guest and you want to do a live pod, if we can, we'll come to you. I know I don't know if it's going to align with you now, Bryce, but we're trying to do Chicago in May. I'll be like all around pretty much Ontario throughout the summer. So, and then, I think like there's a good chance I go back and see Tyler when the 007's ready. I think there's just something, pretty cool about picking that thing up. Something pretty special.
You contact me when you're coming down.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I will. Because you're only like half an hour, 45 minutes or something, right?
Wasn't I think 45 minutes for Tyler.
Yeah. Small drive, man. Like, I would love that. I would love to just like meet up somewhere.
How far is it from me? I think it's pretty far from me.
Yeah, I'd be I think way, we did. Yeah.
Nine hours.
I think we talked about that last time.
Oh, yeah. Can you tuck underneath the other side? Can you go through?
I go full states,
Yeah. So that's not bad.
I think we talked about him actually going back up to Canada to where you. Yeah, and I would go driving down 81
because we wouldn't have a meeting point. Yeah, we wouldn't have a meeting point at all.
I would come all the way to you if I did that.
Yeah. So maybe when you're down for a bit, maybe we can like head out for a couple days in the summer or something like that.
Yeah, we can try to figure it out.
Because there's quite a few people down that area, like our good friend Paul Parks down in New York. We've been trying to link up. Last time I was down there. He wasn't there, he runs G-Pod. So, like, just a couple different people that we want to try and connect with in that world. So, down.
I'm trying to play Bethpage Black at some point this summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's that probably, I think it's an hour and 20 minutes from my house. I'm like,
it's a little south. It would be south of you, right? A little south of you?
It's almost.
You're like here.
Northwest. Because I'm like, if Philly's here, I'm west of Philly.
Okay.
45 minutes.
West. Oh, yeah. So it'd be back up like closer towards like New York. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So like that would even be, I don't know, probably like a half an hour closer for me if I were coming down to like see you. To meet you at a spot like that, it'd be a little bit closer, I think, than that direct ride. I'd go to Bethpage. My a good buddy of mine's played there.
Yeah, my buddy Tex or James has two members that anytime I wanted to go, he's like, he'll drive up from Maryland and like, I'll pick you up. Let's go.
That's a course you'd want. I'd want to go shoot like 75 on and just feel great about myself. I feel like it's so hard.
I don't think that's ever going to happen with me. Not that course.
Yeah.
It depends how many holes you play, Sean. It really does.
The rough during the summer is just nuts. They keep the rough at like 5 inches thick.
Yeah, and it's thick too. It's not just tall. It's like
beefy. It's thick.
Why can't I find it in Google Maps here? Why am I struggling so much to find it?
It's the but you have to like do Beth Page like National Park or whatever.
Yeah, National Park.
You can't do the actual like golf course, I don't think.
Yeah, because a couple of my guys from my league, they go up, I think, 3 times during the summer, and they'll sit and they'll sleep out in the parking lot.
Just to get a tee time?
Just to get a tee time. And they get there at like 3 o'clock the day before that afternoon. And then one guy literally stays in the car while the other guys Uber to the hotel.
Wow, that's crazy. I'm trying to, have you heard of Arcadia Bluffs up here in Michigan?
I've heard of it, but.
Yeah, I'm trying to go do that this summer, but we'll see. It's sweet.
My buddy Anthony was saying like, you got to go do the fall rate because it drops off. Like the fall rates are good. Like, I'll come when you go play there, Bryce. I'll come down for like the weekend and we'll go play it like maybe because it drops off in like September, October.
Mm-hmm. One of my buddies is really good friends with the I just found out recently the like the food and bar manager. So he said like, he can hook us up pretty good. So
see if you can get a little something. It's one of like if you look it up, man, it's so beautiful. Like one
it's
of,
crazy
like,
looking.
Yeah.
Oh, send me a link. I'll look it up. Yeah, I'll add it.
Yeah, because that's like that's one of the ones where you kind of I don't know what body of water it's on, but it's so nice. Here we are, it's just on, like we're in the middle of a podcast and we're just like radio it's on silence. Like Michigan. Radio silence as we like look through things. Yeah, sorry everybody. Yeah,
I'll talk because my golf league goes down to Tallamore in November, so they'll play Pinehurst, Tallamore. I can't remember South Pines or one like all of them.
Southern Pines, yeah.
I just sent it to the other show on Instagram.
Right, yeah, cool. It's right on Lake Michigan, man. Like some of the views are so nice and it's kind of like that old like it's got like an old kind of track feel to it. I love it, man. It's such a nice like looking view. I haven't played it. I say I love it, but just like the photos are awesome. But
look at that. Ovechkin scores again.
Such a good spot. But Sean, I gotta wrap this one up, man. We gotta put an edit on this one. This thing's gonna take us like a little while to edit.
Yeah, I apologize for talking so long.
No, man. No. Like I said, it could have been a 10-minute pod, could have been half an hour. So hopefully you've stayed with us at this point. We're gonna put Sean's Instagram handle, everything in the show notes below. We're gonna do a live pod, man. We gotta do a live pod in the summer. I gotta come down and see you and Tyler and we'll get something going. I think we'd have a lot of fun. There's gotta be a fourth that we can bring in. Schilling, I know I've talked to him on Instagram. Yeah, I know that name. Richard's,
that just look up Jefferson Golf Course. Holy crap, that they're redoing everything there. It looks awesome.
Nice.
Maybe we try and get out there too. Yeah. Do a little something.
That's a possibility.
I'm sure we can make that work.
I'm pretty sure after this. Yeah.
We got to, we'll work on a date though. And like, once I get kind of an idea of when we're doing 007, I might as well go down and pick it up and make that a pod. And then I'll end up probably buying another one, like an absolute degenerate. So just I don't know, man. It's just,
hey, it's you so guys hard. Support us. We'll support you.
It's such a, it's so tough, man. It's so tough. But Sean, really appreciate this, man. Again,
I appreciate it.
The, Instagram handle, stuff like that in the show notes below. You don't have to have a skate background to go check it out. It's like really fascinating stuff. Mm-hmm. All made by hand by Sean too, like which is really cool. So if you got a piece it's coming through and maybe we'll try and get
even a recycled skateboard with the bearing that spins.
There it is. That's sweet.
We talked about the ABAC and like what's the bearing that we're talking
Reds.
About?
The Reds, right?
Yeah, the Reds.
Like the number fives and stuff. Yeah, we were kind of going through all that last time we were talking to you, man. Oh, I don't know. We're just going to get stuck.
We'll
in this
do
thing
it again forever. Next time.
Yeah. we'll try and do a live one. I think we'd have a lot of fun doing that. And yeah, I think it'd be pretty cool to see some of the things. So if you're not into skateboarding or whatever, just go check it out anyway. Grab a piece, man. It's really cool stuff. And it's nice to know, like we say this all the time, that like a lot of the stuff with the people that we're talking to, like you put your hands on that to make that, which is kind of cool. Really cool experience, yeah. Man.
Sean, I appreciate it, guys.
Appreciate you running it back with us. I know, unfortunately, we lost the last time, but looks like we're pretty good for now. So we'll get an edit on this one. We'll drop it out in the next little while. Hopefully, you can like share and stuff. Hopefully, your listeners.
Oh, I'll share the heck out of it.
Yeah, your friends go over and check it out. Give it a listen, man. It's you're like genuinely one of the coolest dudes in golf, Sean. You're like you're cool, man.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Next time we'll talk hockey.
Yeah, that's my
That's a whole other pod. We'll book another one and. Next week, we've got Sean back and we're talking about golf. All right, boys. All right.
See you guys.